gift of peace in the midst of troubling times. Project Zion Podcast offers this series of guided practices to help you connect with the divine, no matter where you are or what's going on around you. Take a deep breath and allow your spirit to find calm in the storm of life.
Hi, this is Blake Smith, and I'm here to guide you through this episode of Awaken to God's Presence. In the United States, the month of May is Asian American and Pacific Islanders Heritage Month, so I have chosen a poem by an Asian American writer as the basis for our spiritual practice. The writer is Prasanta Verma, and according to her bio on the Asian American Christian Collaborative website, AsianAmericanChristianCollaborative.org, Prasanta is a writer and poet born under an Asian sun, raised in the Appalachian foothills, and currently living in the American Midwest. Her work has appeared in print and online venues, including Guideposts Pray a Word a Day volumes, the Indianapolis Review, Sojourners, The Curator Magazine, Propel Sophia, Encourage, Relief Journal, and more. We in the community of Christ hold certain principles in common. They are, in fact, our enduring principles. Among those principles are the worth of all persons, unity in diversity, and blessings of community. We recognize that many in our world do not feel, or have not in the past felt, or been treated in ways that uphold these principles. In preparation for listening to this poem entitled Community, Our Stories, I would invite you to find a comfortable, quiet place where you can focus your attention on the words. Pay particular attention to the ways in which the author acknowledges painful moments of the past while celebrating without hesitation or shame the very characteristics that have been the source of that pain. Try to picture those represented in these words. Bring to mind those in your own circles of influence who have been treated as other in response to something out of their control. I will pause after each verse of the poem in case you want to pause the audio long enough to consider each verse separately. At the end of the poem, I will offer a couple of questions to ponder. Here is Community, written by Prasanta Verma. Let us speak of the days of life-giving rivers and always remember the stories our ancestors told. They bend over now, growing old. They hold our hands, hold our hearts, their eyes pleading that we listen before they depart. Sharing generational stories and songs from Korea, India, China, the Philippines, Cambodia, and Laos to Hong Kong. Our young folk are blossoming, growing with faith burgeoning, and longing for belonging. We hold their hands as they enter new phases of life. They herald a new dawning. We all sit under the same sky. We live, breathe, laugh, and cry. We all sit at the table. We all have a seat. And know, for our future, there will be no defeat of our identity, for we are found standing on this rock-solid ground with joys and loves of a faith that is sweet, solid, and sound. We are not a myth of a minority nor a monolith. Foreign, we are perpetually not. Asians aren't a footnote, an afterthought, foreign, we are perpetually not. Perpetually loved, this is our lot. To be Asian in the U.S. is to be a minority, but the truth is an irony. In the world, we are a majority, but in America, to create solidarity, we made up Asian American to encapsulate everyone. God delights in our face, designed it with grace. Hate cannot erase the beauty with which we are made. In truth, we are rooted, our dignity from God transmuted, a kingdom where all are included. We are beloved, beautifully made, to love and be loved, all debts are paid. We are not ashamed to have our heritage displayed. Don't want to live in a masquerade, running from hate, feeling afraid. With our pork buns, rice and kimchi, noodles, curry, ramen and sushi, dim sum, satay, biryani, yes, brothers and sisters, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, very Asian in every skin shade. Boba tea, green, black, and chai tea, we are a community, a blending of brown, born swirling from a womb of hope, from the darkness to home. We belong to God. We belong to each other. We are beloved, sisters and brothers, known and loved perpetually, not a foreign entity. The color of our skin is a gift wrap, and we are all within this beloved community, in solidarity, in beautiful, beloved community. As you think about your reflections on this poem, I would ask you also to consider these questions. Who do you know who has been ostracized, mistreated, or left out because of their ethnicity, skin color, body size or shape, religion, sexual orientation, or gender identity? How might you join those whom you have thought about in celebrating that part of them that makes them a unique child of God? Take a moment to hold them in prayer, thanking God for them and their uniqueness. Now offer a prayer that you will find ways to welcome them into sacred, beloved community. May you be blessed as you continue on your spiritual journey, and may we all find ways to include those considered other into this beloved community. Amen.